Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Many believers pray for more faith, yet God has already given every believer a measure of faith. The real challenge is not a lack of faith, but a lack of revelation knowledge of God's Word. Faith is built on what God has revealed. As you hear, study, and understand His Word, your confidence in His promises grows. When revelation replaces ignorance, doubt loses its grip, obedience becomes natural, and faith begins to produce results. In this message, you will learn how faith originates through God's Word, why knowledge is essential for effective faith, and how hearing, meditating on, speaking, and acting on God's promises activate the faith you already possess. Get ready to activate the supernatural. In today's message titled Faith Works by Knowledge, Evangelist Paul Acqua teaches that faith becomes effective when it is rooted in knowledge.
Let me start by asking you a question. How does faith work? That's the question I'm asking you right now. Many don't understand how faith works. Everybody will tell you if you had faith, all things are possible. And if you had faith, what God could do for you. And yes, of course, these are true. But then people need to understand that they don't really have a faith problem. So what's the problem? Instead, they have a knowledge problem, because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. That's what the Bible says. So if you don't know the word of God on that particular subject, you cannot live in victory in that area. Knowledge is so important. It's connected to faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So for example, why are many Christians running away from the devil? Because they lack knowledge in that area. You see, the Bible says that resist him, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. But how many Christians know that? If you know it, then you activate your faith, then you're going to resist the devil. And do you know that you have the power to cast him out? The Bible says that these signs shall follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons, you see. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover, you see. They will pray with new tongues. You need knowledge so you can activate your faith. Faith works by revelation knowledge. So God loves you and wants you to succeed. How many people know that God wants them to prosper? Do you know that God created you to prosper? If you lack knowledge in that area, you wouldn't have that faith to move from poverty to prosperity. But you see, it takes faith to live in prosperity. God delights in the prosperity of his children. That's what the Bible teaches. Bible says, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. Do you know it's recorded in 3 John 2? You see, Bible says that if you will bring all your tithe into the storehouse, you can test God with that, and he will open the windows of heaven to pour the blessings unto you that you cannot even contain. But do you have that knowledge? Do you have that faith to actually give your tithe so that you will be blessed indeed? So you see, faith works by revelation knowledge. You see, Bible says, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. You see? So if you have that knowledge, activate your faith. You know that if you are given, you will be given in good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. That would be your portion. And I like the scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, that says that, by this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or necessity, you see. For God loves a cheerful giver. Then the verse 8 says, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency, In all things, they have an abundance for every good work. God wants you to prosper, but the prosperity is given to the person who is always giving, not a receiver. The giver will gain so much more in abundance for every good work. So every breakthrough in faith comes from a breakthrough in revelation knowledge. Very important. So to go forward in your faith, you need some understanding. And that's why Paul prayed a special prayer for the Ephesian church regarding revelation knowledge, which is recorded in Ephesians chapter 1. But how many Christians even pray that prayer? Paul knew that revelation knowledge would change everything. If you really want to activate your faith and let your faith work, then you need revelation knowledge. So Paul prayed this prayer for the Ephesian church. He said, "Therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers." That's Paul praying. And look at the prayer that Paul prayed. He said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Did you hear that? You see, you need that revelation knowledge. Then he goes on to say, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe. What an incredible power towards us, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. This is a wonderful prayer regarding wisdom, revelation, knowledge of God. And he continued to say, and he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Hallelujah. I always pray this prayer and I put my name in it so that I will gain revelation knowledge. You can pray it, put your name in those places. And it's a powerful prayer to gain revelation knowledge. Bible says that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. That will make your faith work. You need to translate revelation knowledge into action. My friend, there is a simple path that you can follow. And you can revisit what you heard, meditate on the truth, speak it in faith, and take one obedient step today. And you will see your faith is working. This simple path will help you to close the gap between what you believe and what you experience. You see, so your faith produces consistent results. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 says, all things that pertains unto life and godliness are given unto us through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. My friend, it's not a faith problem. It's a knowledge problem. If you have knowledge about something, you have faith in that, because that knowledge is power. That knowledge cannot be taken away from you. One of the reasons why some believers are not seeing faith work is because they don't have the right knowledge. Very important. Bible says, lack of knowledge, my people perish. That's what the Bible is saying in the book of Hosea. He says that lack of knowledge, my people are destroyed. They perish. Knowledge is power. Knowledge will give you faith. Knowledge will make your faith work, my friend. So reason why some believers are not seeing faith work is because they don't have the right knowledge. For one thing, they are denying or ignorant because they don't have that knowledge. They deny that they even have faith. So they let the devil talk them out of it. Because you think you don't have faith, but you have faith, my friend. What is your response when you face a challenge? You have faith. Bible says that in all this, we are more than conquerors. If God be for us, who can be against us? Look at the power towards the believer. In the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 15 to 18, Bible says, and he said unto them, Jesus speaking to the disciples and you and me as believers, as followers of Christ. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he didn't stop there. He wanted to assure you that if you will use faith, there's power towards you. He said, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And listen to him. He said, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. After the Lord has spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of the Father or of God. And the disciples went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs and wonders, my friend. I myself, I continue to see the demonstration of God's mighty power at work in my meetings, in my PA crusade, in my conferences, in my teachings. I have seen many people born again. And that's the greatest miracle, if you don't know. That's the greatest miracle that can happen to you. The greatest miracle that can happen to mankind is their hardened heart being softened and now receiving Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. And I have seen countless of people being saved. And I have seen multiple people healed from various diseases and sicknesses. I have seen many demon-possessed people and those oppressed by the devil set free. I'm telling you. There are many of you that believe that miracles like that can happen today. I know some don't, but many of you do. Many of my hearers, you know that miracles happen today, even though there are some few who will not believe. But if you had been in one of my meetings and I had asked you to come and pray for the sick or cast out demons, all of a sudden, instead of your faith being exciting, you will turn to fear. You will be afraid. Suddenly, why? All your enthusiasm will leave because you are not putting your faith into action. Why? Because you lack knowledge in that area. You thought, oh, you don't have that power to heal. You don't have that power to set the people who are oppressed by the devil free. You think you don't have the power to cast out demons. You don't have the power to lay hands on the sick for them. So if you were in my meeting, and I ask you, come and pray for the sick, come and heal the sick, come and cast out demons, come and lay hands on people, you all of a sudden, you will be frozen out. You will have fear. Why? Because you lack knowledge in that area. You think somebody can do it, but you cannot. You think you don't have that faith. That's no good. What happened? It's not that you doubted that faith works, you see? You just doubted that you have it. You don't have faith. That's what you thought. That's why you couldn't do it. You just doubt that faith is working in your life. And I tell you, this is where most people are. They don't know that they have faith, even though they know that faith is so powerful. Problem is, you just don't believe that you have faith. But God gave you faith, first of all. When you receive Him as your Lord and personal Savior, He gave you that faith to receive Him as your Lord and personal Savior. You see, so that little faith you can use. The Bible says if you have little faith like mustard seed, you will move mountains. So if you know that this will radically change your life, and it did for me when I came across this realization that unto every person was dealt a measure of faith. That's what Bible says in Romans chapter 12 verse 3, that God has dealt with everybody measure of faith. And that faith is just enough to move mountains, to raise the dead, to heal the sick, to cast out demons. That's what Jesus didn't say, oh, you will need big faith to do things. You know, when the disciples came to him and said, increase our faith. He said, you don't need any increase. You have enough faith. If your faith is as small as the mustard seed, you can move mountains, my friend. I want you to activate your faith. Faith works by knowledge. Faith works by putting into action. Faith works by determination. Faith works by not doubting that you even have it. Faith works by believing that even that little faith that you have, you can use it. And what I'm saying here right now, If you haven't received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then it's not applicable to you. But you can receive faith right now through grace, and you would definitely then become a child of God and operate that measure of faith that Christ wants to give to you right now. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.